Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hearty Appetite. I'm sure you're familiar with Gouda cheese, arguably Holland's most famous, accounting for over 50% of the total production of cheese in that country, and these days as ubiquitous even in this country as Kraft Singles. I too am familiar with the cheese and have been enjoying it all my life. But recently I discovered, upon visiting the Dutch city from which the cheese gets its designation, that for all these years I've been mispronouncing its name. The locals call it Houda, not Gouda. Since my visit, I've been trying to remember to pronounce the name of the cheese and the city correctly. However you say it, Houda deserves to be taken more seriously than it often is. For example, the internationally acclaimed cheesemonger Stephen Jenkins, who hails originally from Columbia, Missouri, says Houda, at least the grocery store kind, is among the most unexciting cheeses imaginable. He admits, though, that when properly aged, it becomes a miracle of flavor. You might expect as much from a cheese made in a country with a long tradition of cheesemaking. In the Netherlands, the practice can be traced back at least as far as 800 BC. Moreover, Houda itself can be traced back to the year 1184, making it perhaps the oldest cheese on record still being made today following more or less the original recipe. To this day, Dutch farmers trek to Houda every week during the summer to have their cheeses ceremoniously inspected in sight of the historic weighhouse built in 1667. Hence, Dutch cheeses, and in particular Houda, have a noble tradition, and if you look for them, you can find noble specimens of Houda. Just steer clear of Houda sheathed in red paraffin and covered in cellophane, unless all you want to do is make a toasted cheese sandwich or a vat of mac and cheese, and not that there's anything wrong with that. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.